This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. General Electric, the company founded by Thomas Edison and long known for light bulbs, is now a $130 billion behemoth. It is the eighth largest company in the U.S., and it calls itself the world's digital industrial company. As of today, it's official. GE is making Boston the site of its new corporate headquarters. Scott Kirzner writes the Innovation Economy column for the Boston Globe. He joins us now in the studio. Welcome, Scott.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
And it's going to be great for Boston, so we hear anyway, for GE to be here. Boston was competing with New York City, Westchester County, Providence. These are places that were apparently on the short list. Why did Boston win out?
Boston didn't win because of offering some incredible tax incentives or here's a free building for your headquarters, GE. And that's the sort of thing you often see southern states doing, Texas or Georgia or North Carolina. So it's not because of the incentive package. I think GE is really coming here. If you've seen their ads over the last few years, their ads say innovation a lot, and we need new ideas, and we're putting software around all of the products we make. And so GE came here to plug into the innovation economy in Boston and to plug into the universities and to sort of make sure that new ideas really are driving their business growth. And I think they didn't feel like that was happening. Separate from the tax issues they had with Connecticut, they didn't feel like that was going to happen in Fairfield, Connecticut.
I want to hear, and Fairfield is where the headquarters right now, I want to hear your take on that innovation idea. But first, let's hear from Dan Coe. You interviewed him for Radio Boston earlier today. He's chief of staff to Boston's Mayor Marty Walsh, and here's his reaction.
I mean, I think GE is synonymous with innovation. They've really kind of put that back in the forefront recently. I think it really sends a message to the world that Boston is the innovation city, that we're at the forefront of that. I think, obviously, the GE wouldn't have come to Boston if they didn't think that we were a leader in that.
In terms of innovation and Boston being a leader and what GE brings, I mean, we think of GE, as we said in the introduction, as being this very old, venerable company. What about innovation?
What about innovation? GE makes a lot of big stuff. You know, they make power generators and locomotives and jet engines and a lot of really sophisticated laboratory equipment that medical researchers and scientists use. And when they talk about innovation, they really talk about how do we connect all of those products to the internet and how do we analyze, you know, in the case of a jet engine, how do you analyze what's going to break on that jet engine next so that you can fix it, maintain it in advance and make the airline more efficient? So it's like getting data and being able to, you know, to analyze and understand all that equipment that they make. They feel like that's the future and that's what's going to differentiate them from all the other guys who make jet engines and locomotives.
And then what is the larger impact on Boston, both on Boston's kind of image of itself, even globally, and on the local economy?
Well, on Boston's image, we've beaten ourselves up for a long time. And with, you know, with reason, all the Route 128 tech companies went away or got bought up, Digital Equipment and Wang and Data General. And you've seen Fidelity moving some jobs out of the state, John Hancock, and a lot of companies that we think of as Boston companies are now owned by out-of-state parents. And so from an image perspective, this is someone picking Boston. They chose us because of what we do here, all the academic research, all the startup activity, all the smart people. And that's just a really nice validation for the city, I think.
So one more question. GE points out that its workforce at the headquarters, it'll be about 800 people, will be a little bit different than it was in Connecticut. It's going to be more heavily weighted toward development and technology. About 600 employees being designers and developers, product managers, more high tech than corporate staff and admin jobs. What does that signify for people here?
I think for people here, it signifies that they're looking to hire people who are engineers and doctors and really have a more detailed kind of nuanced understanding of these businesses that GE wants to grow in. And it's not necessarily that they're going to hire the garden variety human resources person or the garden variety accountant. I mean, yes, they will have some of those, but I think they're coming to Boston because they want to hire people that really will take a active role in shaping the future of this company and getting GE, which has had a tough couple years, back on the path to growth.
Okay. Thank you very much. Scott Kirzner, who writes the Innovation Economy column for the Boston Globe, talking about GE's corporate headquarters coming to Boston. It's now official. Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, Lisa.